created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 2, What is Servant Leadership? Servant leadership is a business philosophy that emphasizes the act of the leader, such as a manager or supervisor, focusing on the growth and development of their employees and ensuring their success. In doing so, the leader succeeds when their employees do. In a business team, servant leadership can not only help employees achieve and grow, but it can also benefit their leaders and the company as a whole. A desire to serve. It is a leader's responsibility to guide their followers on the right path. But to become a better leader, it's not enough just to take the wheel and steer. You must also be willing to serve your followers and assist them in their own journey. A servant leader should have a desire to serve their employees, which includes taking the time to identify your employees and how they perform or being beside them as they face challenges. Take the time to assist in their growth and help them work toward achieving their goals. Don't be afraid to give yourself into their processes and become part of their evolvement.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
As a leader, it is a common feeling to absorb the power of the position and have a sense of superiority. But a servant leader does not save this power only for themselves, because they learn to share it with their team of employees. Employees under a servant leader should feel some of the servant leader's power and pull, which can make them feel more empowered in their place on the team and in their own abilities. Sharing the power allows employees to feel like their contributions matter and that their input is valued. Share the power by delegating, asking employee opinions, working together on challenges or projects, taking a census when possible. Putting others first. One of the main principles of servant leadership is the act of putting others' needs ahead of your own. As a leader, we can sometimes think in the me mentality and want to focus on our own agenda and needs. But in servant leadership, the leader must focus on his team of employees first before focusing on themselves. The leader should focus on what the employee needs or wants, how they can achieve this,
created with
and
free
how it will make
for
them successful in the long run. A leader should strive to develop relationships and even friendships with their employees and deliver feedback when possible. They must be able to set their own ego aside and realize that without their team of employees, no one can be successful. Risks of poor contract management. Once again, as a leader, we can focus on our own goals, responsibilities, and even our own challenges. But as a servant leader, the needs of the team employees should come first, and the main goal should be to help them succeed and grow in the company. A good leader knows that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, so everyone benefits when every employee is encouraged, mentored, and motivated. Sometimes this may mean you'll have to share in successes as well as failures. But every goal set and worked together is another stepping stone for the employee and helps them work toward their ultimate goal. Help employees grow by encouraging goals, give feedback when possible, listen to their questions and requests, offer help but don't complete
things for
them.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Brandon and Amy are both managers in their department. They recently had a meeting with administration regarding the adaptation of servant leadership in the departments. "I'm not sure I know what that means," said Amy. Brandon told her it starts with wanting to serve the team like their employees. "Meaning we should put their needs first?" said Amy. "Something like that," Brandon answered. Amy and Brandon discussed ways they would learn to focus on their employees more, such as knowing when to let employees help with decisions and when to step in and help them with a challenge. They both started to realize that servant leadership is about focusing on the employee and helping them succeed, which in turn will help them succeed. Together, Brandon and Amy began to make a plan for each of their departments that would begin to allow employees to make goals and allow leadership to help with them, as well as create guidelines for employees to begin working with their managers on major projects.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.